Now to an alarming study on the impact of land clearing in Australia. Scientists have revealed that the practice has robbed half of Australia's native bird species of almost two-thirds of their natural habitat in some parts of the country, with the most dramatic changes in Victoria, South Australia and New South Wales. The research has also found that it's not just threatened species that are losing their homes, but also common birds who play a crucial role in many of our ecosystems. Stephanie Smale has this report.
When it comes to habitat loss, endangered bird species often grab the headlines. But this study shows even your backyard kookaburra is at risk of becoming homeless in some parts of the country. The University of Queensland study compared Australian government native vegetation mapping from 1750 to now. It found the population, mining and agricultural hubs of Victoria, parts of South Australia and New South Wales had the most dramatic loss, impacting the 250 bird species living in those regions. Jeremy Simmons from the university's Threatened Species Recovery Hub says pigeons, fairy wrens, honeyeaters and parrots have all lost large areas of habitat.
So we're seeing parts of Australia where you lose 1 hectare of forest and that can potentially result in the loss of habitat for over 150 individual species.
Jeremy Simmons points out the study highlights that whole communities of birds are at risk, not just individual species. He says the federal government should take note.
Australia's national environmental law has a mechanism that allows for the protection of whole communities of species. They can be formally recognised as a threatened community. And a study like this would lend strong support to nominating, for example, a community to be protected under the national law. We've seen in regions of southeastern Australia, eastern Australia, up through Queensland, that woodland habitats, really iconic eucalyptus woodlands, have been pretty seriously developed and lost. We're talking about birds like honeyeaters and fantails and flycatchers and the beautiful iconic robins and the many different species of parrots.
Fellow researcher Martine Marin points out the common species that are losing habitat provide crucial so-called ecosystem services, keeping their whole region healthy by doing things like eating insect pests.
We think about, okay, but can I still find this species somewhere else in Australia? The answer is often yes, but they might be completely gone from entire landscapes, and with them, all of the other species in that sort of bird community and all of the jobs they used to do for the ecosystem.
She says the habitat of key common species should be better protected before it's too late.
What we need is healthy woodlands that actually have dozens, hundreds of species working together, all doing their complementary things, so that we can have all of our native plants pollinated, you know, and thinking about things as the entire assemblage of species that are impacted when we lose habitat is really, really important, because if we only think about the loss of habitat for a threatened species, then we're forgetting, the very basis of a healthy ecosystem is also affected.
And that report from Stephanie Smale.